In front of you, the Hermit's Garden, created by Michel Cyprien, one of the last residents of the Hermitage of the Chapel of Notre-Dame des Ursiles. For more than 200 years lived there men who had made the wish to live alone and to guide the passerby in this inhospitable environment. The first hermit, André Chaure, had settled there about 1620. Michel Cyprien built his house, mastered the river of the valley between two walls made of dry stone, and created on the right river bank a vegetable garden which allowed him to live and to be self-sufficient. He harvested vegetables, fruit, and especially grapes, from which he made a little profit. On the left bank he landscaped a garden, French style, which for a long time was admired by the pilgrims and the tourists. At the bottom of this garden, a spring, never running dry, covered by a stone arch, was surmounted by a small statue of the Virgin. It is in 1888, and at the age of 82, that Michel Cyprien died. The last hermit who died here was in 1905. It is at this same date that the garden became the property of the commune of Grisson. Left unattended for several years, it will be rehabilitated by a group of voluntary workers from Grisson. They will create an association of the Conservatory of the Ursiles, which is responsible up to the present day, along with the town hall, for the upkeep of the garden. Take time to get to know it. To the singing of the cicadas is added the freshness of the spring, the solemnity of the site, and the soul of the hermits.